Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. You hear it all the time in safety tip videos, right? When you get in your car, lock the door immediately. But current city law doesn't allow livery cab drivers to do that. And they say that cost a passenger his life. Let's get this story from our Glenn Chuck.
And the NYPD is still searching for two men who they say beat and robbed a 53-year-old Michael Shalanchik in the back seat of this Uber in Coney Island. This was on a Tuesday night. Again, those doors unlocked. Shalanchik then minutes later was rushed to the hospital after some type of a medical episode, again, moments after the beating, and he died at Maimonides. His daughter, Taylor, now has since spoken with 1010 Winds.
Such a shock. We don't know what we're going to do. We like, beyond any finance, just like emotionally, I don't know. This is our rock. This is our everything. He took care of his mother, too, and my mom. My mom never worked in her life.
Again, as the manhunt continues for those two men, and we do have photos of them up on our website, today here at the New York State Federation of Taxi Drivers, or headquarters in the Bronx, there's going to be a rally. They want the drivers due to have these ability to have their doors locked. Again, the city law right now, they can't lock the doors. They want to lock them. Here's their Fernando Mateo.
Why does the door lock? It locks to protect us. Why can't we protect the lives of our rider? Michael Zelenik could have been alive today. We could have prevented his death.
We're being told, Susan, this rally is set for 1 o'clock. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here on Lincoln Avenue in the Bronx.
After meeting one-on-one with Donald Trump and then skipping MLK Day events to attend his inauguration, Mayor Adams now trying to reassure New Yorkers who are fearful of the new Trump directives on immigration. That includes allowing ICE agents to arrest people at sensitive sites, including schools, churches, courts, and hospitals. At a town hall in Queens, the mayor said his first priority is to protect all New Yorkers, whether they are documented or not. He also said he won't automatically go along with the president's executive orders, and he challenged those who question that.
If I've been who I've been for 64 years, why the hell am I going to change now as the mayor of the city? Either you trust or you don't trust.
We also heard from State Attorney General Tish James, who said New York State has laws that protect immigrants and limit cooperation with federal enforcement. She said New York will not be bullied into breaking the law in order to fulfill a campaign promise. A new 2,200-bed shelter for single migrant men is set to open in Mott Haven. What's still not clear is exactly where in the neighborhood.
Pedro Suarez's 3rd Avenue Business Improvement District is nearby the proposed men's shelter site at Bruckner Boulevard and East 141st Street.
And it's going to be directly across from the new jail that's being built, is my understanding. It's just going to create ecosystem of quality of life concerns.
The proposed shelter is within Community Board 1, and its chair, Clarissa Alietto, has questions.
Who are the service providers? How do you ensure safety in the community? What local businesses are around? What schools are around?
The city has recently closed these types of shelters, but still has over 50,000 migrants in its care. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mott Haven, the Bronx.
New pushback to the mega jail set to go up in the heart of Chinatown. Jan Lee is with the group Neighbors United Below Canal. He tells ABC 7 they've been totally kept out of the loop.
This was totally blindsiding us. We thought we were a part of the conversation about the design elements. This is really misleading the rest of New York.
City Councilman Christopher Marte echoing that.
It's actually disrespectful. It's disrespectful to every single elected official, not just me as the city council member, but our state reps and our federal reps, for DDC and this administration just to give us a few days notice with designs already fully made and produced for the public.
A spokesperson for Mayor Adams says the plans have yet to be finalized and that the community will have ample opportunity to engage with the designers. Yankee pitcher Mariano Rivera and his wife are named in a lawsuit alleging sexual abuse linked to the Refuge of Hope, the New Rochelle church they helped to found. It accuses them of covering up the abuse of an 11-year-old who the church sponsored for a summer program at an affiliate in Florida. It also claims the same child was abused by the same older girl at a barbecue at the Rivera's home in Rye, and that 3 years later she was assaulted by a male youth leader at Refuge of Hope. The Florida church has been sued before and settled three previous cases. So far, no comment from them or the Riveras. A federal judge denies a bid by former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to have his bribery conviction tossed. His lawyers argued for the move, saying prosecutors placed materials that were supposed to be excluded from his trial on a laptop given to jurors. The judge, however, said it was extraordinarily unlikely that jurors saw any of it because none of it was referenced during the trial. Menendez was convicted on 16 charges of bribery and acting as a foreign agent for Egypt. Prosecutors are asking for a 15-year prison term when he is sentenced next week. A group of New Yorkers called New Yorkers for Parks to rally today ahead of budget talks at City Hall. Executive Director Adam Ganser says they are urging Mayor Adams to put more money towards staffing the city's green spaces.
We're looking at smaller headcounts than we've seen over many years in the past, and a real need to increase the number of workers in the agency to make sure that New Yorkers more broadly can experience a better quality of life in the city. And that's not been happening.
The rally is this morning, 10:30, outside City Hall. Several people arrested outside Barclays Center during a demonstration calling for the closure of a prison upstate.
Over a dozen protesters demanding justice for Robert Brooks, the 43-year-old man caught on camera beaten to death on December 9th at the Marcy Correctional Facility, which is an upstate prison near Utica. Ricky Ford is one of many calling for change.
And at the end of the day, this was a brutal murder. It was literally a brutal murder caught on camera.
Sekou Shakar is one of many that stormed into the Atlantic Terminal subway station trying to shut it down as a part of this movement.
Even though he's the latest individual this to happen to, it happens all the time in the New York State Correctional Facility.
Protesters here want Marcy Correctional Facility closed next. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Barclays Center.
Just days after local activists called on Homeland Security to get involved, Mayor Adams gives a progress report on the city action at a notorious stretch in Queens.
City agencies have coordinated and cracked down on prostitution and quality of life issues along Roosevelt Avenue. Mayor Adams says a 90-day effort has produced results. In that time span, the mayor's office says overall crime dropped 25%. Concerns have involved brothels, illegal vendors, and retail theft. This is part of the Community Link program, assigning various city services as part of a rapid response effort. Officials say there will continue to be an enhanced police presence and cleanup effort along the busy corridor. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The bird flu forcing an entire flock of ducks on Long Island to be euthanized.
Health department officials are at the duck farm here in Suffolk County testing the dozens of employees for the bird or avian flu. Right now, none of the employees are sick. Health Commissioner Dr. Gregson Pickett says every duck will have to be euthanized.
The remedy is to put the entire flock down. In this particular incident, it's over 100,000.
This started 1 week ago. Some of the ducks began dying. A veterinarian confirmed the presence of the bird flu. The doctor says the worry is that the flu will become another pandemic.
That this particular bird flu could, you know, infect a human and could mutate and become something more serious.
The bird flu cannot be passed from human to human. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Great River, Long Island.
It is 6 months behind bars for a Nassau County man busted for dog fighting. 56-year-old Lonnie Poindexter had admitted to selling animals for that purpose. Six dogs were recovered from his home. Newark police asking for help catching a dog thief. The Shih Tzu poodle mix was stolen from the front yard of a home on the 100 block of Norfolk Street. That was Saturday afternoon, around 3:30. The suspect was captured on surveillance video with the animal. Anyone with information is asked to call 877-NWK. Tips.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.